Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 522, Power Rangers Dino Thunder, episode 26, Disappearing Act.
It aired August 21st, 2004, written by Ann Knapp, directed by Andrew Merrifield. I'm excited. I looked at the title for the next one on accident, which is called Fighting Spirit, and I know Chris Hero's not going to be in it, so what's even the point?
He's just going to come in and just rolling elbow.
She's going to cyclone kill somebody. Oh, God, that would be so good. Chris Hero would be a good, like, Power Rangers summon, right? Like, he's not a Power Ranger. But if you want someone just come in real quick and rolling elbow you to death, that would be, you could do worse than Chris Hero. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it, you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and... Oh, no, just kidding. Sorry, I reverted to how it was before.
I didn't even notice.
If you have Netflix, I guess you can go fuck yourself because you can't watch them there.
Have a great time watching Mighty Morphin Season 1.
Yeah, I hope you love the Oysterizer or Polluticorn like I do. But you don't even get Pumpkin Rapper in that set.
Is he not in the back 20?
I don't think he is. I mean, maybe he is. Maybe ZU2 starts at 40, 40, 41 after Doomsday.
I think so.
Maybe you'll get Pumpkin Rapper at least.
Yeah, because 40 is the end of Jurenja, and then they were like, well, we want more Power Rangers, so they made a bunch more stuff.
Even though they had
the back 20.
They had another 12 episodes of Jurenja because there was like 50.
The Oysterizer.
Yeah.
The big bad of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Season 1.
The final
Oysterizer.
Boss. The Oysterizer. Remember how in that episode there was a guy who was like, do you want to buy these stolen watches, Zach? And he had like two pearl earrings and he gave those to Angela, and then that froze everybody in stone or time. I forget exactly which one. I remember
It's been like 6 years, 7 years.
Quite some time since the last time. I should watch Power Rangers again.
Yeah, I've gone back and watched like some random episodes, but I don't think I've sat down and just watched Mighty Morphin Power Rangers since we started the podcast.
Yeah, I mean, we did for the Trouble in the Park episodes. I've watched those.
Yeah, we're going through one episode a year.
Yeah, which is real. It's going to take a long time to get to Oysterizer that way. We're going to be 100.
60 years from now, when I am 95 years old, we will have finished covering...
Season one.
Again. Oh, God.
Time is scary. I don't think people talk about this. Time is scary when you hit 30... When you hit around 30 and you start looking down the barrel of that future, boy.
It's crazy when you're like, you know, 15, 16 years old and you're watching a movie and you're like, oh, that old man is having his midlife crisis. He bought like a nice car.
Yeah, and he's 27.
And I'm like, I'm 35 and I'm like, God, what I wouldn't give for a Corvette right now.
Right? I just want to have a lake house.
I haven't had anything fancy in my life. I just want a nice car.
So what we're saying is we get it. But also there was talk of them. I think they are putting Power Rangers on YouTube. Like, there's going to be like an official Power Rangers channel on YouTube and you can just watch Power Rangers there. I know they're starting with like a couple seasons, but I
did see that. And if you want to watch Mighty Morphin that way, you've got to watch the reversioned one.
Right now you have to watch reversioned. I'm assuming because it's going to be like reversioned and like, I think they said, Dino Charge maybe is going up there because like Dino Fury is out, so like they're putting stuff, not Dino Thunder, the one that would be convenient for us, but you know, whatever.
They know, they listen, and
they know and they hate us, and you know what, that's fine.
They're like, sometimes they say bad things, and so they don't get Dino Thunder on YouTube until they're done.
Yeah, the second we're done they go, hey, Dino Thunder's up now. And we're like, thanks Papa Hasbro, preach. But to amend a much earlier statement is, what does anyone have more than they have Netflix? The answer is YouTube. And that's actually a power move, I think, is to be like, we're just going to put it on YouTube. You can get YouTube on your refrigerator. Like, you can't watch Netflix on your Switch. You can watch YouTube on your Switch, though.
They don't have the Netflix app on Switch yet?
No, for some reason, they had it on the Wii U, and I guess they didn't like it.
They had
it on the Wii.
They've since like taken it away, but it was on the 3DS. Like, you could watch Netflix on your 3DS, which is crazy. If you want to watch like Stranger Things on the weirdest little screen and poor resolution possible. If you want to just feel like you're in a tiny 80s, if you, you can watch it on the 3DS.
So maybe that's the best way to watch Stranger Things. Anyway, speaking of watching Stranger Things, we're going to watch Disappearing Act. I don't know how strange it's going to be. We're going to find out.
Dino Thunder, power up!
We're back, and we just watched Disappearing Act. And do you remember at the end of last episode when I said, ha ha ha, wouldn't it be funny if they did a terp to Tommy and they bulk and scold him? And the episode heard me and said, hold on, Jake. get ready. So everybody else also get ready. HeyJakeandJosh.com. That's the website updated up through Time Force. You can also get the new and improved archive feed, which is live and works. It has all the episodes numbered, and they're in order from 1 to 458.
458. The end of Wild Force. No Bobos, but they're all on the archive site.
Yep.
Well,
or in the main
feed.
The ones that aren't on the archive are still in the main feed. Yeah. So.
Which reminds me, I need to update the Pokemon archive, apparently, because Johto has started to fall off.
Has it?
Oh, of regular World Tour episodes. So.
Oh, dip. Oh, heck, and beans. What was I saying? There's also classic feeds, but you don't need those anymore. I got the archive feed now, baby. So go listen there. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphinggrid. We're on Apple Nacho Podcasts. We're on Google Play and Podknife and Podbay, Podbaby, and Podgak. It's been a while since we've heard from Podgak, and they're making some new and exciting things. They're making waves in the field of podcast Gak transmission. Do you remember how in this episode, not to spoil, you know what, I'm going to save it.
I can't imagine to what you might be referring.
Something happened in this episode that I was like, did they write this so we could talk about it on the Morphin Grid? I wonder.
Yeah, it hits all the marks, I think.
I think so. Also, we're on Patreon. Oh, you can leave us a rating review in any of those places. Also, we're on Patreon at patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can help support the show, and we really appreciate it. And I'm going to go right now see if there are any patrons. All right, I think we have two new ones. Maybe these are returning. I need to figure out a better system. And I guess the answer would just be open the email so it looks like I read it. But you know how we do here. So two new patrons. First up is Al R.
Thank you, Al.
And Mac M.
Thank you, Mac.
Thank you both very much. Josh, you got any new reviews?
Oh, I don't know.
Do you want to check that maybe? I know we got an email. Ooh, we got one from the letter Y, and it just says, you have one. Ooh, I wonder what I want. I'm going to delete it.
What is this show called? The Morphin Grid.
This one's the Morphin Grid.
yeah, this review says, I used to be a patron, but man, I canceled that after the tattooed Teenage Alien Fires from Beverly Hills episode.
No,
it doesn't say that.
Those people. Oh, speaking of, while you're looking for reviews, we recorded last night a new Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighter from Beverly Hills episode that I think was a good time to both watch and talk about. So it's the first three episodes. We got to do one more with the second two episodes of the five. And I bet they're going to be just as good as the ones they watched.
They will be an equal level of good, which is to say not.
I think there's something there. I think there's something there.
There are no new reviews.
There are no. Okay, so we got a couple emails. So we're going to, and at least one of these is nice and short from our buddy Dowd. The title is Zeltrax is Darth Vader. guys, I have to complain about this, and I've been waiting all season to do it. Zeltrax is just Darth Vader. He's a white guy that got hurt bad as an indirect result of his own actions, but blames somebody else, and now he's in a big black suit of armor, 6'6", and voiced by a black man. That's just Darth Vader. feel free to call me crazy, but that's how I see it. What do you think? No, you are correct. You are correct.
He's not Tommy's dad, but he could be Trent's dad.
No, I don't think so. Because
I'm pretty sure he's not, because we have no indication of that other than like what if me saying what if he was.
Yeah. But also, like, the only things they said that his parents, Trent's parents, worked for Mercer and like got killed on an expedition, and that's why he adopted Trent. And Mercer did not care one bit about Smitty. So, but yeah, no, that is just Power Rangers Darth Vader, huh? He does need to be someone's dad. So I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop when it turns out he's like Cassidy's dad, and she's like also evil, and she turns into Zeltra and tries to kill the Power Rangers.
Oh.
We got an email from Steven. Title is Birthday Episode Debut. Hey, Jake and Josh. So I've been doing some catching up on the War of Grid, and I heard you asking about any episode that debuted on June 30th. Well, that's my birthday. Well, I found a website. It's Green Ranger, but with all the vowels taken out. So it's GreenRanger.com.
I love the GreenRanger.
The GreenRanger. No worry. which shows what episodes of Power Rangers aired on any given day and any episodes that debuted on that day, among other things you can find on that particular site. Sad to say that your birthday only gets one debuting episode of Power Rangers. Ooh. And it's not until RPM. It took until I was in college before they gave me a birthday episode. So there's one in RTM.
GrnRanger.com?
GrnRanger. GrnRanger.
I'm going there now. Okay.
.com.
Episode of Mistakes Guy. Which one of these do I click on? There's a lot of stuff here.
Look, I don't know, man.
Let me click this episode of Mistakes Guide. Nope, that's not giving me the thing to put in my birthday.
Oh, you're trying to see when you guys trying to get your peak wet.
See,
you
probably got how many 15, I have.
You probably got 15 premiere episodes on your birthday.
In Power Rangers history, I found it.
Yeah, I get one RPM episode and apparently some Sentai episodes that debut on that day, but that's neither here nor there.
What? This can't be right.
What?
What is going on here?
I don't know. I can't see what you're seeing. Describe it to me. Paint a picture.
So 1994, there's a lot on February 10th.
Yeah,
okay,
duh.
Episode premieres.
Every day except for June 20th gets a buttload of Power Rangers.
one, two, three.
That we've already seen or
four,
just total?
Not total. Four Power Ranger episode premieres on my birthday.
Which ones? Anything we've seen so far?
We've got Lions and Blizzards, episode 44. Of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
A classic. That's the one with the monster that's a goat.
Yeah.
It's not a lion. It's got a lion on it, but it's mostly a goat.
That's from 1994. 1996, Mighty Morphin Alien Rangers number 150, Attack of the 60-Foot Bulk.
Okay, that's a solid episode. That's probably the best episode of Alien Rangers.
And then we've got Nothing Until 2001 in Time Force, episode 380, Force from the Future Part 2.
That's the premiere, I think, right?
Maybe. I think so. But it's the second half.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And then the fourth and final one from 2018, Power Rangers Super Ninja Steel, episode number 856.
Oh, jeebus.
Tough Love.
Okay. So we only have one more to look forward to. We got one for each of us left to look forward to on our birthdays. Anyway, hope all is well, and I'm greatly enjoying your coverage of Dino Thunder, Steven. Thank you very much, Steven.
So that's the premieres, but it also shows, like, all Power Ranger episodes that aired on that day in history.
Oh.
So when you get to, like, this is why I was like, this can't be right, because 2012 has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and I'm assuming there was some kind of marathon in 2012.
2012, that was... They were on Nickelodeon. So yeah, Nickelodeon was probably like, here's a bunch of episodes. Just happy birthday, Josh.
Ocean Alert is listed among these twice.
Well, weird.
This is weird because it's got Test of the Leader. I don't know what that is. Jaden's Challenge. We've never met a Jaden.
Jaden, I think, is in Samurai.
Race to the Nexus. Arise the Crystal Eyes. Beneath the Surface. Ocean Alert. And then those last four repeat again.
So
and then it goes, and then it does Test of the Leader and Jaden's Challenge back to back twice.
Well, some of those are from Ocean Alert and Beneath the Surface were from Dino Thunder.
Yeah.
So that must mean it, like it aired on Nickelodeon East and then on Nickelodeon West, which like DirecTV right. has. Okay.
What? This is a crazy database of useless Power Rangers information.
Hey, you know, I'm glad it exists so that they can tell me that I have to wait and for like three, four years before I can watch an episode. I hope it's good. It better be good. If the episode that came out on my birthday is bad, Josh, the podcast is over. I'm walking away from right there. There is now the sword of Damocles hanging over that episode. We got one more email from Tanner. Says, dubbed Sentai. I finally got to Lost in Translation, and based on various delays and whatnot, you're probably receiving this email 3 months after that episode. Only a month or so.
Yeah.
Like a month and change. You mentioned doubting that Sentai has ever been dubbed outside of this one episode, but there is another instance long ago before Power Rangers in 1987 on the USA Network. 6 episodes of a gag dub, think MXC in both style and quality, aired. Of which I sat through the first. It's not bad, though they resort to bad Japanese and Jewish stereotypes for some jokes. Yikes.
Mm-hmm.
I did use Cy Steinberg, the cycloptic music video directing Crab Monster, as an enemy in a Power Rangers TTRPG game I had going once, as well as enemy minions. All in all, I think it'd be interesting to check out. You can watch episodes on YouTube, though the film quality is, and this is capitalized, bad. you can also stream them through Night Flight Plus, but that requires you to make an account if you've got and I've got no idea if that requires credit card info. I've never even heard of Night Flight Plus. There are too many streaming services. Anyway, fun facts, I guess.
There's just as many streaming services as there are like channels terrestrial on television
channels.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what's the point? Paramount Plus has it right. Just put them all in one. Just put a bunch of them together.
Yeah. I mean, that's also what Disney does, but like, yeah, you've reminded Disney, and they have enough of that. P.S. I started drafting this after Lost in Translation and finished after It's a Mad, Mad, Mad Mackerel, and I hate to actually y'all, but Joe from Beetleborgs was in Casper the Beginning. I know this because Wendy was famously played by Hilary Duff. The more you know, I guess. Huh. So did she not play Wendy? I'm gonna look up Casper the Beginning. I could have sworn she was Wendy. So was there like a direct-to-DVD sequel? Then I'm assuming.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I don't know anything about Casper lore, in or outside of production.
I'm just doing a quick Google. Apparently, Casper the Beginning does not exist. Casper, A Spirited Beginning, written by Jim Mason, but it's spelled J-Y or Jim Megan. Sorry, I just read it as my name. Jim J-Y-M-N, like a hymn, but Jim. Megan, this is my stage name that I went back in time so I could write Casper's Spirit Beginning. Lori Loughlin's in it. Steve Guttenberg is in it. Anybody else? Ben Stein, obviously.
Ben Stein.
Casper Van Dien, not as Casper. Casper is played by nobody. He's Jeremy Foley. Oh, Jeremy Foley, that's the kid from Caitlin's Way.
Ah.
And that one episode of Buffy. I love Jeremy Foley. Good for him. I don't actually know what her actor's name is, so I can't see who she played in this, so I guess this thread is over. Anyway, thanks, Tanner. I'm going to look into this. I love the first Casper movie with Christina Ricci and I think Bill Pullman. Is that... The dad president from Independence Day plays the dad. Also, and this is really weird, Dan Aykroyd as Ray Stantz is in the movie. Like a Ghostbuster is in the movie in Casper, and he can't bust the ghosts, which I feel like the joke is funny, but it kind of dilutes the Ghostbusters brand a little bit.
That also is a crossover.
That's a cameo, and like I'm a little more lenient on those, but
that's true. It's not just like
I also feel like Elvira is in that movie, but I know that's wrong. I just feel like she should have been
Elvira,
in that movie.
Like the
Mistress of the Dark.
Okay, not like, oh no, that's Elmira's the tiny tune.
No, not Elmer Fudd's daughter, niece.
I think it's just like a young girl version. I don't know if there's any relation from Tiny Toons either to Looney Tunes.
I mean, oh, no, you're right, because Buster and Babs Bunny are both not related to each other or to Bugs Bunny.
Right. And then, like, I guess Maximilian is supposed to be Yosemite Sam, but he's like, I don't know.
Yeah,
Tiny Toons is weird.
Tiny Toons is really weird. All I know is that Daddy's keys go down a hole. So, do you want to talk about Power Rangers now?
Yes, please.
We start off with Garganis telling his little bird guy. No. Sorry. We did that three times last night.
Get out of here.
Oh, that show is so fun, though, Josh. I don't see why you don't like it. It's a quality.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Oh, it's also extremely stupid. Anyway, so Mezogog comes in the lab. He's like, Elsa, do you have a plan? You better, because I'm angry for some reason. She's like, yeah, I made Thornox. It's a little plant, but it's very evil because I gave it steroids. I'm not editorializing. Yeah. This is what she says.
She says, I injected powerful steroids directly into its DNA. So this aloe vera plant is now all jacked up.
Yeah. Also, DNA isn't like a sack. Like, there's not like you keep your DNA somewhere that you can. It's most of you has DNA in it already.
Yeah, but she went down to the, like, microscopic level and found the little thing.
The little riboflavins.
Yeah, she shot steroids right into the riboflavins.
How small is the needle that she used, do you think?
It's a subatomic.
Oh, okay.
Needle?
That makes sense.
Obviously. Look, she probably had, like, steroids in a cup and just, like, dunked the thing in.
Yeah.
She watered it with steroid water, and it just, like, drank it up and became steroids.
Anyway, so it's this tiny angry baby Groot in a plant, and she's like, I need some. She's like, it just needs to grow. And he's like, you better make it grow. And she's like, all right, I'll figure out how to make it go faster.
When she first shows it to him, he's like, I already ate my lunch.
Yeah.
Like, it breathes on her so she can smell it. Do you smell my sandwich, Elsa? Smell my delicious tuna sandwich, Elsa. No, Mezogog.
Is Mezogog's dinosaur that he's based on a Gigantosaurus Rex, I'm assuming. Is that a herbivore then, do you think? Because it's got sharp chompers.
Not if he ate a tuna sandwich.
Okay. He put it, oh, like he turned it into like the celery in a tuna sandwich.
Yeah, he's a pescatarian.
Okay. He only goes to church on Wednesdays? Is that what that
is? Is that what that? I thought pescatarian was like, I eat fish, but no other meat.
I'm thinking of Presbyterian.
We shouldn't have watched Tattoo Teenage Alien
yesterday.
No,
it was probably a mistake. So anyway, so she goes to the quarry to get some gack to make it grow faster. There's just in this quarry, there's just this pool of literal Nickelodeon gack.
What is this doing on Earth? It's just slime.
It's just slime. I thought it was like nuclear waste. Like, you remember, like, it was like, I think it was in season, it had to be in season one, where like Trini and Kim were like, we need to shut down the nuclear waste dump. And they went, and there was just like a square pool full of nuclear waste, like in a yard, basically.
Yeah, but at least they went to like a junkyard. This is just like a natural slime spring on the top of a mountain that Elsa went to and was like, I knew about this the whole time.
And so she's like, I'm going to go get, she has this big, like, Splatoon gun that she's filling up with it, and Tommy and Haley see her somehow on their TV.
I guess they just picked up that she teleported in. They like got the energy reading, so they turned their cameras there.
Yeah, their drone camera. This one looks like a rock, so you would never know it's there.
And Haley's like, "Hey, I don't know what she's doing. Should we stop her?" And Tommy's like, "No, let's wait and see what she does."
Yeah, and all she does is like get the gack. And he's like, I'm going to do that too. And she's like, okay. And then so he goes to also get some gack, and he is attacked by Krusty's. Smash cut to Ethan about to ask Cassidy. It sounds like he's about to ask if they are dating, but he's actually asking if they're still on for a date, right?
Yeah.
But then Devin interrupts. Like, hey, Cassidy. Oh, and then he immediately sees what's going on. He's like, I'm going to go away now. Y'all continue, and then just like walks away because Devin is a bro. And then Ethan asks about the picnic, and she's like, "Yeah." And then she gives him like ideas. He's like, "No, I'm doing the whole thing. I invited you. I'm running the picnic. I don't want you to lift a finger." And she's like, "Oh, that's very sweet." And he's like, "Yeah, thanks." And she says like, "Chivalry's not dead." And then she walks away to go meet up with Devin and the other. This is all one shot, by the way, so it's pretty cool. I like I like the directing in this episode. Good job, Andrew Merrifield. The other Rangers, all three other Rangers, including Trent, who has lines and seems like he's not asleep like he was the last time we saw him.
He's a little bit asleep. We'll talk about it when we get to the morphing.
The morphing is weird. We'll get there. Everybody, especially Connor, is like, ooh, we got some first date jitters. He's like, yeah. Like, first date. I've never been on a date before. Yeah, I'm very nervous.
He's like, I actually can't tell because I've never done this before in my entire life. I have no frame of reference if these are jitters or not.
And they're like, oh, bud. And Kira's like, I think it's sweet. And Ethan's like, no, you know what's sweet? A 20-gig hard drive with some other stuff is sweet. And I'm like, 20 gigs? I have a thumb drive behind me that's got 64 on it, my man.
My Mac is an all-in-one, very flat screen with a terabyte of hard, and it's like a solid-state drive.
Wild. I remember getting like 256 megabyte thumb drives back in high school, around 2004, around that time, and I was like, I can fit so many Word documents on here. Yeah, it's gonna be great.
When I started college, I sprung for the 1 gigabyte flash drive, and it was like $70.
Yeah, right? And now, you can get them in vending. You can put a quarter in, and they'll be like, here, you can get either a little plastic alien or a 2 gigabyte hard drive, because we can't make them smaller than that anymore.
Here's the 256 megabyte hard drives we had left in a quarter machine. Your computer won't be able to read it. It's too old.
If you put it, it's USB. Like -1.0, so it doesn't actually read anywhere. But then Connor's like, it's all right, don't worry, we're gonna put you through dating boot camp, you're gonna be great by the end of that. This, he's like, okay. And I think it's really nice they're just like helping their friend out, like, yeah. This is what I want from this series. I want fun, goofy Power Rangers being teens, and sometimes you can fight a monster, but mostly I want like the teens
it
stuff.
It needs to be like a teen storyline interrupted by monsters. Yeah, that's like the peak of a Power Rangers episode.
Yeah,
this episode pretty much does that.
It does, yeah. For the most part, there's some scenes in there that I'm like, they would never have, like, two or three seasons ago, they would never have just let them be this goofy. Well, I guess in Time Force, but like in Wild Force, they would have never just let them be goofy. For just like literally no reason other than to like have some fun.
Yeah.
So they walk off, they like exit stage left, and then Cassidy and Devin come up and he drops something and he's like, oh man, I'm all thumbs. Cassidy's like, oh, don't talk that way about yourself. And he's like, hey, you hanging out with Ethan has made you nice and that's cool. And then she's like, ew, I'm a reporter, I can't be nice.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think it's true either.
I think more reporters probably should be nice. I don't know. So. Maybe that's a hot take, but
I think everybody could probably just be a little nicer, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't cost anything. It's free to be nice, everybody. So we cut back to Tommy fighting some crusties, and he beats them up, and he gets a sample of the GAC. And then we cut to class, where Mercer is talking about a crocodile, which has not evolved in like a million years. Like, crocodiles figured out, was like, this is what I want to be. This is what I want to do with my life. Me and all my descendants from here on out are going to look just like this. We are the perfect killing machine unless you hold our mouth shut because we cannot open it. It's too long.
No leverage.
Yeah, exactly. You can't get it. But then they could just start doing that death roll, and then you're really in trouble.
And then it'll get out, and then it will it might not be able to pull it open, but boy, can they clamp it shut.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, they'll clamp that thing shut real hard.
Yeah. So Mercer's talking about this, and he starts saying something about, like, a million years ago, and then he's just like,
he's like, alligators are proof that dinosaurs are the perfect species because they haven't evolved in a million years. And also, I'm about to turn into an alien dinosaur, and I must go.
So I feel like he's like, not now, Anton. Not now. And then he turns back around. He's like, all right, so excuse me a minute. And then walks out. And then Trent.
Chinese for lunch, you know how it is.
Yeah. And then Trent falls after him because it's his dad. And then I realize, is there some sort of ethical thing where you can't have your son as a student?
I also thought, would Trent be allowed to be in this class?
I feel like no, because
that's a conflict of interest.
Yeah, like, yeah. So, like,
obviously you want to pass your own kid, unless you're like really, I shouldn't say obviously, because a lot of people are really shitty, but
yes,
in a perfect world, you would want to pass your own kid in your class.
Yeah. So I don't know. That's seems sus. But the principal's also like an alien monster lady.
I don't think she really.
I actually don't know what Elsa is. Is she just a human?
It's hard to tell. Maybe she was just like a lab assistant and like was like, oh, this evil thing is really working for me.
Yeah, I'm going to get an ugly swim cap hair and then I'm going to change it out for some good hair and I will level up like 100 times. It's amazing.
It's amazing what good hair can do.
See, you know, once I just started growing my hair out, I also leveled up and I can't look back. Now, even when I get it cut, it looks better, shorter than it used to, because now it's like I know how to be good. So I will do that. So Trent follows him and he goes out and he's like, you got to get back in there. He's like, Dad, no, he's like, I'm gogging out real bad. You just get back in there. And like one of his eyes turns into Mezogog's eye. And he's like, okay, Dad, I'll go. And so he goes back. And then Anton opens a portal and starts anamorphing into Mezogog. Like he looks like the middle stage of an anamorph cover as he goes through the portal.
So it was established at the beginning of the season that the portals just kind of like show up, right? It was like a random thing.
I mean, I think they said that, but them being controlled by Mezogog makes a kind of sense.
Yeah.
The invisible portals I have some qualms with.
They just seem like a plot convenience. Like, here's one.
it's like they're like, hey, you know how Power Rangers could teleport? And also here's all one. Villains could always teleport. What if we had to have a thing? Like a reason for that. And I'm like, I don't need to see how the Ghostbuster logo got an origin, you know? Like,
oh God, yeah.
like I didn't love the 2016 movie. But that's mostly the fact that it was a 2016 comedy movie and none of those were particularly good. But I really don't care how the Ghostbusters logo came to be, you know? Like, it can just be it doesn't have to be based on a guy they beat. Like, it can just be a ghost, like a ghost logo. Anyway, so he goes to the portal. We cut back to Tommy's lab, and him and Haley have like figured something out. And the Rangers like run in, and they're like, "What's going on? What was so urgent?" And they're like, "We figure out how to turn Tommy back. We can demorph him. He's gonna be a contestant on Figure It Out."
Yeah, and, he's. We put Danny Tamborelli in the suit to guarantee he will be slimed.
I know we've talked about this 100 times, but literally one episode, the secret get slimed thing was beat Danny Tamborelli, yeah. Which seems like real cheap, you know?
That probably that's happened more than once. And there was also like, say,
Yeah. Which, like, somebody was like, and then blah, 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 and it didn't get slimed. I was like, wait a minute, they said, and then Danny Tamborelli's like, and they're like, get him.
I do distinctly remember an episode, and I don't remember what the trigger would have been, where the entire panel gets slimed, and I'm pretty sure it was just be on the panel to figure it out.
Yeah. Probably. One of them, the Steve from Blue's Clues was on an episode, and one of them... It wasn't just like, because like one time it literally said, be Danny Tamborelli, right? And so Danny Tamborelli, yeah. That's line. But then one of them said, like, mention Blue's Clues. And like, they were like, oh, what show were you, you know, like, how's it going on your show? He's like, oh, it's great on Blue's Clues. And then he got slimed. And I was like, that, you can't set him up for it. You can't say the secret thing is do this and be like, hey, can you do this specific thing? And this is also some kid could just like put his sister in a big bubble. Like,
yeah. Or like there was one where this girl's like, I could blow bubbles with my spit.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the episode, they had to show her doing it. And it's nasty. It's so gross.
Yuck.
And then one of them was like, my dog will drink milk out of my mouth.
Yeah. And my dog will too. That's not a trick.
Everybody's dog will do that. I watch Figure It Out a lot, and as an adult,
watch it every day.
I don't know why I would do that. What a dumb show Figure It Out was.
Anyway, so Tommy says Danny Tamborelli, and he gets straight up Figure It Out slime, like 100%. Like, he might as well be presenting at the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards.
He gets so much.
There's so much, and they're like, yeah, and they're like, whoa, whoa. And then Tommy just, like, disappears, but not really. He's, like, invisible, but he's got, like, that, like, predator thing, and, yeah. like... The slime is like hitting him and bouncing off.
He's got like the Phantom Ranger thing.
I like one of them more than the other one. So I'm going to say the Predator thing.
But she did. Oh, hang on. We haven't got to that part yet.
Okay. So they're like, yeah, we gacked him. And then he's like, beans. Now I'm just super invisible. He's like, I'm unmorphed, but you just can't tell because I'm invisible. And I'm definitely not still in Los Angeles.
Yeah. And then so now Haley says, like, the slime must have triggered your dino power of invisibility and, like, locked it in or whatever. She says that somehow.
Yeah.
Confirming that Tommy does have the invisibility power. Like, it has now been spoken that his dino power is invisibility.
He has used it one time.
Yeah.
Before now. And that was in episode 5. So it's been a minute. And also, Trent doesn't go, hey, that's my power too. We should talk about that. He just doesn't care. He's like, all right.
But Trent also has super speed, which is Connor's power. So.
Yeah. I don't know. They should have given Trent something different or given Tommy something different. You know? Yeah. Like,
because the superpowers are not like a Sentai thing, because they only do it unmorphed.
Yeah.
So it can't be like the White Ranger, who's like evil in the Sentai, like just has all of their powers combined.
Yeah, because they just don't have them there. So I don't know. We cut to... Before they leave, they're talking to Tommy, and he like walks behind them, and they're still talking where he was. Like, I'm over here, guys. I was like, well, that's just rude. He's also carrying a towel, and I guess they didn't notice the towel floating away. So that's maybe on them. But then he's like, look, nothing we can do. Haley and I are going to try to figure it out. You guys just like go do something or whatever. And like, cool, time to give Ethan a makeover. And then we cut to Elsa, who grows Thornox into like a regular sized monster. And then he's like, yes. And then she's like, I'm your mom. And he's like, yeah. And then that's kind of it for that scene. And then we cut to it starts off with a fashion montage from the movie The New Guy, where Ethan tries on a bunch of different clothes. And some of them are pretty solid looks.
The cut here, I don't know if you noticed this, but like in between cuts, they do like a dinosaur will come in and do something.
Yeah, sometimes they do that, yeah.
So this one, the Triceratops like peeks around the corner and then goes off. And when it goes off, Ethan comes in right where it was.
That's pretty cool. I didn't notice that.
Which is pretty neat. And he's got like, you know, some weird outfit on, like sunglasses or something. He's cheesing at the camera.
He's staring right at the camera, as I'm assuming that the camera is like a mirror, I guess, is what we're we're going for. But this is him and Kira, and he's trying different outfits. And his second outfit, he's got like a hat on. He's like his shirt's like buttoned all the way up. It's like a denim shirt that's underneath something, and it actually looks pretty good. The first one, he has like a white mesh tank top underneath, and that did not. I don't think that works for Ethan, but. And there's a couple other outfits, and he ended up on, I guess, just like his regular clothes.
I think it's just his normal clothes, yeah. And he like walks off in his regular clothes, and Kira is like sitting Mork style on the couch in the background.
She's completely
just, like,
upside down.
She's just grunting.
Yeah.
She's like, ugh. Trying to make you look nice, and you wear this crap.
Then we cut from there to him and Connor dancing, like tangoing. And that's pretty sweet. And then it goes from there to like Trent teaching him how to like pour sparkling cider, basically.
Yeah, he's holding it from like the bottom of the bottle, and he's like, you tip the glass and try not to touch the brim, and then twist when you pull it away.
I was like, you can just pour it. It doesn't really matter how it gets in the cup, like as long as it gets in the cup.
I don't know what Trent is supposed to be.
You know,
and I don't think they do either. They're just like, I don't know if it can be like a fancy champagne pourer.
Yeah, I don't know.
But a teenager version. So it's sparkling cider or whatever.
He's a sommelier for teens. Yeah, I don't know what they're kind of going for with Trent right now. I feel like he like when he got split into evil White Ranger being like a, well, it's a clone, but like there's an evil White Ranger, and I feel like evil White Ranger got all like the personality, and then Trent is just like left. So, yeah, I'm not sure.
But he had a personality before, and then he was evil, and they were like, just keep acting like you're the evil one, but you're not anymore.
We also haven't seen him draw at all in like
not once
15 episodes, so like.
Not even a reference to it.
No, he just, I don't know, man. He's like, all right, I'm feeling good. And they're like, yeah, sweet. He's like, no, I'm not. I'm panicking. Oh, God. And he's like, just, and Kira's like, just be yourself and she'll have no choice but to like you because she already likes you. So like, it'll be fine. He's like, all right, be myself. Cool. And then they get beeped. He's like, oh, good. Thank God. And Connor's like, oh, you dodged a bullet there, bud. So they go to fight Sornox. And they get, like, grabbed in vines, and Connor's like, laser, and shoots his laser gun, which you don't need to say it. you can just shoot it. And they come off, and then I don't know exactly how this fight gets turned around so quick. Connor pulls out his staff, and then they take the staff, like, Sornox takes the staff and uses it to golf little monster bombs at them. And then the scene just kind of ends, and then we go to a picnic.
Yeah, he beat them. He's winning, and so he's like, I'll get you later, and leaves.
Yep. Good monster, Elsa.
I don't know why they do this. I don't understand.
I don't either. So he's like, oh, I'm late for my date. I got to go. So we cut to Cassidy waiting at the cliffs, and he's running up like with all the picnic stuff. He's like, sorry, there's traffic. Sorry, I'm late. I'm so sorry. And she's like, oh, that's okay. And then it cuts back to the Rangers, the lab, watching the date on a camera, like on Tommy's like surveillance thing. And that's I would not want my friends to do that to me.
It's not OK. like, I'm sure Ethan knows about it, but Cassidy doesn't.
Yeah. And also
it's just a weird like invasion of privacy. I think it's just kind of icky. I don't know.
It's not even like we're going to watch and you have like an earpiece and we're going to tell you what to do. It's just like we're going to watch.
We're just going to see how it goes. It does set up like what's about to happen.
Yeah, which like, is it's unnecessary.
It's the reason for someone to go there. But
I guess.
I don't know. Don't watch your friends on dates unless they've asked you to. But even then, like the other person on the date didn't ask you to do that.
Cassidy doesn't know. And that's, I think, the big problem here. So they're all watching him. And the picnic is cute. But then he starts talking about gaming and he gets way too into it. And it cuts back to Connor. He's like, I told him not to talk about geek stuff. Oh, no. And then Cassidy's he's like, yeah, then I killed a bunch of monsters or blah, blah. And then Cassidy is just literally the emoji, the like the yeah, OK. And then she starts talking about like football. And he's like, I don't like basketball. Sorry.
Yeah.
She's like, it's football.
She's like, speaking of games, I have to cover the big game this weekend. Are you going? And he's like, I don't like basketball. She's like, it's a football.
And they're like, okay. Game. And they just kind of sit in silence for a second. He's like, this is going bad. Like, even keep that a little closer to your chest, I think.
Because he's also like, have some sparkling cider and like spills it on her. And he's like, well, this is all messed up. Everything's ruined.
He's like, I'm panicking. This is horrible. And then Kira looks over to where Tommy should be and is like, Dr. O, is there anything we can do to help him? And I do kind of like this, is that it's like them asking like someone who has been on dates, like, what can we do? But Tommy doesn't answer. That's suspicious. I wonder where he could have gone.
Seeming kind of sus, Tommy.
A little bit. But he's at the picnic. We find out kind of immediately because like things just start happening.
He starts lighting candles because they brought like a candelabra on their picnic, which seems during irresponsible.
It's daytime.
Yeah, like I get you like, oh, it'll be romantic. But like if you knock that over and set the park on fire, yeah. I don't know if that's like a great idea.
It looks a little dry up here, for sure, so I maybe wouldn't have open flames near this brush, but that's just me. And then he, like, wiggles some flowers behind them so that Ethan can give them to her, and she's like, oh, you're so sweet. And then, like, the radio starts playing. He's like, I love this song. This song is, like, generic tango music, so I don't know what. all Power Ranger characters love this song, which is just, like, generic music that's play. It's like sample number 8 you can get on any given iMac, basically. So they start to dance, or they're about to dance, and we cut back to Elsa, who's also watching this, and she's like, oh, I'm gonna throw up.
They start dancing because I think they do tango for a second.
A little bit, which is what Connor taught him, so bringing that back. Too bad Trent's lesson didn't really land on how to pour a knot on your date's shirt.
Don't pour it on her cashmere sweater. Oh, I poured it on her cashmere sweater.
The way he's like, oh my God, it's ruined. She's like, no, it's okay. It's just cashmere. So then Krusty's attacked them while they're dancing, and he's like, Cassidy, run. She's like, you don't gotta tell me twice. She runs. She can't be more than, I'm gonna say generously, 9 feet away from him when he morphs.
I thought this was it. I thought this was Cassidy's going to figure it out. Like, she's going to see him morph right here, and there's going to be this whole thing where, like, Cassidy knows now.
Yeah.
But no, I guess she just ran away so fast that she didn't hear him scream at the top of his lungs to power up.
I just want to be perfectly clear. There's no cut. She walks off camera, and he goes, okay, good, and then morphs. And it's, like, 3 seconds. Like... I don't know, man. So he fights Krusty's, and then we cut to the others who are like, Tommy's also helping him. He's invisible fighting, so it's like, it's funny. One Krusty throws himself off a cliff, basically.
Two of them, like, run into each other.
Lol.
So fun.
Lmao. So then we cut to
If Tommy was to morph now, would he still be the Black Ranger, or would he be invisible?
I feel like he would go to be the Black Ranger because that also doesn't require Jason David Frank to be there. But then when he unmorphs, he's just invisible. Or maybe he's too afraid to morph again in case he gets stuck.
Hmm. Well, this should at least mean he's coming back soon, right? Invisibility is the last step before recovery, I think.
Usually it goes chimpanzee invisible back to normal. So
sometimes you can sub out the chimpanzee for Power Ranger.
Right. So hopefully soon he'll be back. Then we cut to the others who are like, all right, we gotta go help him. But then Thornax and the evil White Ranger, who I thought we killed in Triassic.exe, but...
Yeah, it shows them, like, teleport in on the viewing screen from the, like, lab or headquarters or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute.
Isn't he dead?
Was that the White Ranger? I don't know. I wasn't entirely paying attention. And then they get there and the White Ranger's just there. And I'm like, he's dead. We killed him.
Yeah.
We killed him in the science book.
But nope, we didn't. So they morph. And again, I really don't like that Trent has a whole separate morph. I feel like he should just say Donna Thunder power up. I feel like it would be much easier for
he's
everybody.
He's so lazy about it.
Yeah, he's like
White Ranger dino power.
Dino power.
I guess, whatever. I'll go fight not the other White Ranger.
So I thought I missed something, because they go down there to fight, and it's Connor and Kira fighting the White Ranger and Thornox, and Trent is just gone. I don't know if there was like a real quick shot of him going, I'll fight the Krusty's just out of your sight over there, or what, but he was just missing for like 4 minutes, and I don't know. Then eventually the White Ranger leaves. They Z-Rex blast the other guy, and he blows up. And then we see the Krusty is just like kind of there, like fighting Trent off to the side. And I was like, oh, okay, sure.
Yeah, that makes sense, I guess.
Also, Ethan shows up on his dumb hover bike. Whatever. So they regrow Thornox. They get in the Zords. They get in the Megazord. And then I feel like this scene was both 1 second long and 45 minutes long, but I completely blacked out for most of it. And when I came to the White Ranger, evil White Ranger has his own Zords. He can control the White Ranger Zords, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know how this happened. All of a sudden, he was just there. The White Ranger Megazord was just there.
Also, and again, like literally, I don't know what I did, y'all. I was watching, and I wrote Zord, comma Megazord, and then I blinked. And several minutes had elapsed, and now the Dino Thunder Megazord is there, and the Triassic Megazord is there, and they're fighting Thornox and the White Ranger Megazord. And I thought Trent got in his Zords to help, but then it's clearly the evil White Ranger, because we go in, he's like, you can't kill me that easy, and then leaves. And they just kill Thornox, and I was like, what? What is going on? And also, why did you turn Trent back so soon? If you still got all this White Ranger is evil footage that the White Ranger cannot interact with in any way.
Yeah, because we are barely getting the like Trent Anton drama of like they know each other's secrets. They each had a mind slug on their neck and they know each other's secrets.
Patrons will be able to find out what this refers to.
That's really funny to a few of you, I'm sure.
I think a lot of people listen to that. I don't know.
How many patrons do we have? Because that's the ceiling. That's the maximum amount of people that could listen to it.
The ceiling is currently, and this is kind of wild, it's like 170 something. Yeah, so like I don't know why they did that, because like we've gotten this episode is the first time we've gotten that like, oh, they know each other's secrets since they revealed that they know each other's secrets and Trent turned good again. Doesn't matter. So they it doesn't whatever. Anyway, they kill the Sornox and White Ranger just disappears because he's still around for a while and whatever.
So what was it that Thornox was supposed to do? It was just like roided up and really evil.
Yeah, it was just like a bad plant monster.
It was just a monster.
Yeah, just like a regular okay. monster.
I don't know if it was like, oh, we'll wrap them in the vines and then they will be tied up and
then
can
we'll
rule
drain
the world.
Their juices. No, I don't know. I don't even think he was made of other things. Like, he didn't even look like he was other stuff like most of their monsters are. Yeah. So I don't know. Anyway, he's dead now, so it doesn't matter. We cut to later at cyberspace. Ethan's there, and the other three rangers come up and be like, hey, I thought you're not going to finish your picnic? And he's like, no, we don't have anything in common at all. And also, I'm like a Power Ranger, so I need to like be ready. I can't just like be in a relationship right now. I don't know how I'm going to break up with her. And I think it's Trent's like, well, you need to figure that out very quickly because there she is. Hey, guys, I need to go help in the back. Would you like to come? And they're like, yes, let's go. So they leave, and Cassidy's like, Ethan, I gotta talk to you. And he's like, yeah, so do I. And then she's like, I gotta break up with you. And he's like, what? And he keeps trying to be like, I also have to break up with you. But she gives him the reasons that he had, but reporter instead of Power Ranger.
Yeah.
And then she's like, so we can't just, it's not a good time. And he turns around, and he like smiles like, yes, I didn't have to do it. And turns back, he's like, I understand, but we can still be friends, right? And she's like, yeah. And then the episode ends.
I do like that she wasn't like, you're making me nice and I need to be mean, and then dumped a milkshake on him or something.
Right, and then, yeah, and then, like, it's like poured a milkshake down the back of his pants or whatever. But, like, also, I do like that the reasons she gave are literally the same ones that he was gonna give, because it's like, oh, important things are important. It doesn't matter how they're important. They're just, if it's important to you. But that's the end of it. Josh, you started.
Mm-hmm.
I get to pick the first best. I'm gonna say the best is the whole Ethan makeover dating boot camp.
Yeah, I like that a lot, too.
Scene. It was real fun. It had no reason to exist other than to just be a fun time. And
it's
I like that.
Like, it's just bonding between the team. Like, and sometimes you can have that, and it doesn't have to be part of a greater story.
Yeah, but it fits into the date storyline, which does get interrupted by monsters.
Right.
I feel like if this is Mighty Morphin, the monster that she grew would have been the flowers that he gave Cassidy, you know, but I don't know. But it was just a fun time. The worst is the evil White Ranger stuff, because
he just comes just back. No announcement or fanfare. He's just back. We have not seen him on the island or in the evil lair. He's just like in the battle now.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Yeah. I thought we killed him.
And also, like, it's like even worse than just like it being confusing, because like they morph, they go to fight him, Trent doesn't come with them, and then he's off to the side later, we find out. And I'm like,
just
why
like
not
fighting Krusty's, filling the Tommy role. Like, I'll take these random Krusty's over here, you guys do the footage fight.
So it, like, if Tommy would have been the White Ranger, then this could still be happening. Like, he could still be the evil White Ranger. Anyway, that's my worst. Is that your worst too?
I think so. I can't think of anything else that's really like awful.
Yeah. MVP I'm gonna give to Ethan. I liked Ethan in this episode.
Yeah. I was thinking during the montage and stuff, I was like, man, I'm starting to like Ethan again. Not again, same. But like finally.
Yeah. There's also a couple things that I do want to point out about Ethan and as a result, his actor Kevin Duhaney. Number one, the guy's facial expressions are off the charts good. Every time I paused on him, he was making a weird face that was hilarious. But, like, you knew exactly what emotion it was trying to get across. It's great. Number two, dude's lats. Is that the neck muscles? The lats, I'm pretty sure.
I think so.
His are jacked. He's got huge lats. They try to hide him, but there's a couple scenes where he's, like, leaning in such a way that's like, boom, I almost have a Goldberg neck. What up?
Yeah, they hit him with the billy. Like, you're going to wear a lot of baggy clothes.
Yeah.
We don't want everyone to know how hot you are, I guess.
Those are just a couple nice things about Kevin Duhaney. And I guess Ethan also is jacked. He just does a lot of pull-ups, maybe?
Well, it's just all residual from that time his personality flipped.
From the one time he worked out.
He's still jacked up for working out for one day.
Oh, to be a teen again. Where you could be like, I did 10 push-ups. I have pecs now. What up?
Woo, let's go to McDonald's and celebrate.
Let's do. Yeah, I'm going to eat 1,500 chicken nuggets. Let's go. We got to rank it. We got to rank the episode. I think it's good. I think the episode's good.
I don't know if it's like top tier good.
No, but it's like top middle. It's like a solid top middle, I think.
Yeah.
If it ever loads, you might have to type this one in.
Okay. Well, we got Bully for Ethan is number 7.
Okay.
This is another Ethan episode, so I think that's a good jumping off point.
Yeah, okay, it finally loaded, but it's not letting me type, so you're definitely going to have to type it.
All right, I can type it in. I can handle that.
Bully for Ethan was good. I don't know where it lands compared to this, though.
Well, the one above that is the White Thunder three-parter.
I feel like I like this more than Bully for Ethan.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's fair.
I don't know if I like it that much more. Like, I don't know if I would put it above White Thunder three-parter.
Yeah, because then we get into the top five, and the number 5 is Diva in Distress.
And that was just a real fun episode with a lot of like weird weirdly important mythology building in that episode.
Yeah, I'm cool with putting it under the three-parter.
Okay.
If you're cool with that.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
All right, it's in.
Look at you type the word in one try. Show off. So coming in at number 7, Disappearing Acts. And that's going to do it for us for today. My internet already tried to end this episode once, so we're going to get out before it tries to do it again. But the next episode is called Fighting Spirit. And again, if Chris Hero's not in it, I'm going to be disappointed. So I'm ready to be disappointed.
Well, buckle up. Just like the Pokemon Presents tomorrow is not going to have Diamond Pearl remakes. Be ready to be disappointed.
God, I on the one hand,
I hope that we get them, and I hope it is a Let's Go game.
That would be great.
What a monkey's paw that would be.
Right? I just want people to shut the hell up about the Diamond and Pearl remakes. So I just announce them already. Whatever. I'll finally play them.
I won't be happy about it. I don't like Sinnoh. I don't want to go back there. I'll get a Turtwig again. So like that'll be neat.
I'll get a Chimchar because I like that little boy. This is not our Pokemon podcast. We'll talk about that when we record that again. Also, my 3 days of having my tattoo wrapped has elapsed, and I'm so excited to rip this off. I kind of want to do it on mic right now because most of my hair is caught up in this thing.
Oh, baby. Oh, no.
Oh, that hurts.
Oh, you got
bad.
Like a Silly Putty reverse print of it.
I don't know. Can you see that?
Oh,
that's gross. Oh, that hurts so bad. I need to get some Aquaphor on this and wash it. Anyway,
okay.
See you on Monday for Fighting Spirit. But until then,
may the power protect you.
I got a lot of mouth sounds because I just took a bite of something. Recording.
Recording.